Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldhar, and today Mezeches Bava Basra, Daf Chavtes. The third parak, Cheskas Abatim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rava offers two explanations for the basis of a three-year chazaka, but Abaya rejects both. Finally, Rava explains, Shasaka Maisim is Dari Inish Mishtari. The first year after purchasing property, a person is careful with the shtar. Tarte Tlas Mizdair. The second and third year, he's still careful with it. Tvegel Mizdair. Longer than that, he's not careful with the shtar if his ownership was not challenged. Therefore, the new occupant is believed that he purchased the property and misplaced the shtar unless the previous owner challenged him during the 3 years. Abai asked Rava that if so, a protest made not in the occupant's presence should not be a valid protest, because the occupant can say that if he would have protested in the occupant's presence, he would have guarded the shtar for longer. The Gemara answers the former owner can respond, chavra, chavra isle. Your friend has a friend. The chavra, chavra isle. And your friend's friend has a friend, and you were sure to hear about my protest. Point number two, Rav Huna ruled about a chazaka for 3 years. Hu shel chalon ritzufos. It's only effective if he used the properties for 3 years consecutively. Although the Mishnah taught that 3 full years are required, that may have only excluded incomplete years. But mufuzaros, 3 years scattered over a long period may also have qualified. So Rav Huna taught otherwise. The Mishnah taught that a chazaka for houses is established in 3 years. But since Adim would not know if the occupant remained there at night, how can a chazaka be established? Abai answered that the normal witnesses to a house's chazaka are neighbors, and neighbors certainly may know about daytime and nighttime usage. Rav explains the cases where two Edim came forward and testified that they themselves rented the house from the current owner and resided there day and night. The Gemara questions the validity of such testimony. Rav Huna agrees b'chanusa de mechuza regarding the stores of mechuza that an occupant is not required to prove that he used the store at nighttime during the 3 years because it's not made for nighttime use. And point number three, the Gemara records a case where one claimed to have occupied a house for 3 years, but the former owner responded, Ana b'shchune gavayavai. I was in the inner rooms of that house during the 3 years and would pass through the outer rooms where the occupant was, using the area together with him, and therefore did not protest. The case was brought before Rav Nachman, and he told the occupant, go prove your exclusive use of the house by providing testimony that you resided there alone for 3 years. Rava argued that the law should be hamotzi mechavero alav araya. The one seeking to exact payment from his fellow, the burden of proof is upon him. Rava holds that since the occupant provided testimony that he lived there for 3 years, we assume he did so alone and his chazak is established, and the former owner must provide proof to undermine it. The Gemara poses a contradiction of these two opinions, and in its answer further explains that Rav Nachman holds that chazak is no better than if he were holding a shtar to prove his purchase. Do we not tell him, first verify your shtar's legitimacy, and then stand in the property as its owner? So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rava offers two explanations for the basis of a 3-year chazaka, but Abai rejects both. Finally, Rava explains, Shasaka Maisim is Dari Inish Mishtari. The first year after purchasing property, a person is careful with the shtar. Tarte Tlas Mizdair. The second and third year, he's still careful with it. Tvegel Mizdair. Longer than that, he's not careful with the shtar if his ownership was not challenged. Therefore, the new occupant is believed that he purchased the property and misplaced the shtar unless the previous owner challenged him during the 3 years. Abai asked Rava that if so, a protest made not in the occupant's presence should not be a valid protest, because the occupant can say that if he would have protested in the occupant's presence, he would have guarded the shtar for longer. The Gemara answers the former owner can respond, chavra, chavra isle. Your friend has a friend. The chavra, chavra isle. And your friend's friend has a friend, and you were sure to hear about my protest. Point number two, Rav Huna ruled about a chazaka for 3 years. Hu shel chalon ritzufos. It's only effective if he used the properties for 3 years consecutively. Although the Mishnah taught that 3 full years are required, that may have only excluded incomplete years. But mufuzaros, 3 years scattered over a long period may also have qualified. So Rav Huna taught otherwise. The Mishnah taught that a chazaka for houses is established in 3 years. But since Adim would not know if the occupant remained there at night, how can a chazaka be established? Abai answered that the normal witnesses to a house's chazaka are neighbors, and neighbors certainly may know about daytime and nighttime usage. Rav explains the cases where two Edim came forward and testified that they themselves rented the house from the current owner and resided there day and night. The Gemara questions the validity of such testimony. Rav Huna agrees b'chanusa de mechuza regarding the stores of mechuza that an occupant is not required to prove that he used the store at nighttime during the 3 years because it's not made for nighttime use. And point number three, the Gemara records a case where one claimed to have occupied a house for 3 years, but the former owner responded, Ana b'shchune gavayavai. I was in the inner rooms of that house during the 3 years and were passed through the outer rooms where the occupant was, using the area together with him, and therefore did not protest. The case was brought before Rav Nachman, and he told the occupant, go prove your exclusive use of the house by providing testimony that you resided there alone for 3 years. Rava argued that the law should be hamotzi mechavero alav araya. The one seeking to exact payment from his fellow, the burden of proof is upon him. Rava holds that since the occupant provided testimony that he lived there for 3 years, we assume he did so alone and his chazak is established, and the former owner must provide proof to undermine it. The Gemara poses a contradiction of these two opinions, and in its answer further explains that Rav Nachman holds that chazak is no better than if he were holding a shtar to prove his purchase. Do we not tell him, first verify your shtar's legitimacy, and then stand in the property as its owner? All right, so now we get our siman daf chaf tes, and our standard siman is a kot. A cot. So here goes. And the man with a chazak of 3 years who couldn't find his shtar and said, I was careful to keep it under my cot for 3 years, had his nosy neighbors testify that he was there continuously by day and by night, and was dismayed when Basin ruled that he had to prove the owner wasn't living in the back room. Once again, some motion. The man with a chazak of 3 years who couldn't find his shtar and said, I was careful to keep it under my cot. That must have learned of chavtas. The man with a chazak of 3 years who couldn't find his shtar and said, I was careful to keep it under my cot for 3 years, which reminds us, Rava offers two explanations for the basis of a three-year chazaka, but Abai rejects both. Finally, Rava explains, the first year after purchasing a property, a person is careful with the shtar. The second and third year, he's still careful with it. Longer than that, he's not careful with the shtar if his ownership wasn't challenged. Therefore, the new occupant is believed that he purchased the property and misplaced the shtar unless the previous owner challenged him during the 3 years. So the man with a chazak for 3 years who couldn't find his shtar and said, I was careful to keep it under my cot for 3 years, had his nosy neighbors testify that he was there continuously by day and by night, which reminds us, Rabbuna ruled about a chazak of 3 years, but who shall chal in Ritzufos? It is only effective if he used the property for 3 years consecutively. Although the Mishnah taught that 3 full years are required, that may have only excluded incomplete years, but Mufuzaros, 3 years scattered over a longer period, may have also qualified. So Rabbuna taught otherwise. The Mishnah taught that a chazak for houses is established in 3 years, but since Adim would not know if the occupant remained there at night, how can a chazaka be established? Abai answered that the normal aiding to a house is a chazaka are neighbors, and neighbors certainly may know about daytime and nighttime usage. So the man with a chazaka of 3 years who couldn't find his shtar and said, I was careful to keep it under my cot for 3 years, had his nosy neighbors testify that he was there continuously by day and by night, and was dismayed when Basin ruled that he had to prove the owner wasn't living in the back room, which reminds us, the Gemara records a case where one claimed to have occupied a house for 3 years, but the former owner responded, I was in the inner rooms of that house during the 3 years and would pass through the outer rooms where the occupant was, using the area together with him, and therefore didn't protest. The case was brought before Rav Nachman, and he told the occupant, go prove your exclusive use of the house by providing edus that you resided there alone for 3 years. Rava argued that the law should be hamotzi mechavero lav araya, the one seeking to exact payment from his fellow, the burden of proof is upon him. Rava holds that since the occupant provided testimony that he lived there for 3 years, we assume he did so alone and his chazak is established, and the former owner must provide proof to undermine it. So once again, the man with a chazak of 3 years who couldn't find his shtar and said, I was careful to keep it under my cot for 3 years, had his nosy neighbors testify that he was there continuously by day and by night, and was dismayed when Basin ruled that he had to prove the owner wasn't living in the back room. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blah Bah Chazara. Daf Chaf Hei. So the Simmer Daf Chaf Hei is the 25th silver anniversary. So here goes. The 25th silver anniversary dinner. 25th silver anniversary? That must mean we're on Daf Chaf Hei. The 25th silver anniversary dinner that was held so the husband and wife could watch the sun bow towards the west where the Shekhinah always rests, which reminds us, Rabbi Akiva describes the west as Tadira, constant. The Gemara explains it means Tadira b'Shechina, constant regarding the presence of the Shechina, as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Bo menachsik tova l'avoseinu, come, let us show gratitude to our forefathers, Shehodia makom tefila, who informed us of the direction of prayers. The Pasuk says, Utzva shamayim l'cham shtachavim, and the heavenly legions bow to you, meaning the sun, moon, and stars bow towards the west. Rabbi Shai holds, Shechina b'kol makom, the Shechina is everywhere. So the 25th silver anniversary dinner that was held so the husband and wife could watch the sun bowed towards the west, where the Shekhinah always rests, and was set on a new golden table on the north side of the yard, in the direction the wealthy husband always davened, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Harotze Sheyachim Yadrim, one who wants to become wise should face south when he davens, V'sheyashir Yatzpin, and if he wants to become wealthy, he should face north. He gives the symmetry, remember the directions, in the base of Migdash, the Shulchan, which held the Lechem Abanim, symbolizing sustenance, was on the north side of the Heichal, and the menorah, symbolizing Torah wisdom, was on the south side. Rabbi Shuben Levi said, Lom Yadrim, one should always face south, because by becoming wise, he will also become wealthy. So the 25th silver anniversary dinner that was held, so the husband and wife could watch the sun bow towards the west, where the Shekhinah always rests, and was set on a new golden table on the north side of the yard, in the direction the wealthy husband always davened, turned into a disaster when the wall of the yard collapsed from the vibrations of the sesame seed pressers, who according to all opinions should have worked further away, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi holds one may plant a tree near a neighbor's pit, but agrees, Begudi Dei, regarding his arrows, where the damage is direct, that the Mazik must distance himself. Therefore, Rav Ashi required sesame seed pressers to move because the vibrations from the pressing caused someone's mansion to tremble. Daf Chavav, so the seventh Daf Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The barbarian soldiers during a military coup, that must be more on Daf Chavav. The barbarian soldiers during a military coup were beating their flax and didn't realize that the windblown chaff was harming their enemies, which reminds us, when the household barbarian would beat their flax, the rocks of the chaff would fly off and harm people. Ravina ruled they do not need to move away because the law of Giri Delay is only the Ka'azim Makocho, where the damaging item moves through its force, whereas this chaff, Zikud the Kamamtile, it's the wind which carries it until it damages and it's not the responsibility. Marba Ravashi asks, how is this different from Zora winnowing on Shabbos with the wind's assistance, who's liable? Marimer held it is similar to winnowing on Shabbos and would require the flax beaters to move. Rashi explains that Ravina can reject the comparison to Shabbos, which is liable for Malachas Mashevas, purpose of labor, and liable even in harnessing an outside force. So the barbarian soldiers during a military coup were beating their flax and didn't realize that the windblown chaff was harming their enemies, while others were making a fire using wood from the roots of a tree that extended into their pit, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that if roots of one's tree extend into a neighbor's property, he may dig 3 tefachim down and remove any roots so they should not block the plow, and if he digs a pit, he may cut the roots downwards as far as he needs, but Eitzim Shalom, and the wood is his. So the barbarian soldiers during a military coup were beating their flax and didn't realize that the windblown chaff was harming their enemies, while others were making a fire using wood from the roots of a tree that extended into their pit and were guarding the robber tree planted within 60 namas of a neighbor's boundary, which was Putter from Bikurim, which reminds us, Ula said, Ilan Asamacha Meitz Batok Sheshes Riyama, a tree which is within 16 amas of the boundary, Gazlanu, it's a robber, by drawing nourishment from the neighboring field, Ve'in Mavin Mimena Bikurim, and therefore one does not bring Bikurim from its fruits. Rashi explains that because the Torah commanded to bring Bikurim from fruit, which you should bring from your land, so fruit which drew nourishment from another person's land is exempt. However, Ravin quoted Rabbi Yochanan is saying that whether a tree is planted near a boundary or its branches extend over a neighbor's property, one brings Bikurim from its fruit and recites the Bikurim Psukim, Sha'almanaskan Hincho Yeshua Yisrael as arts, for it was on this condition of allowing this practice that Yehoshua apportioned Eretz Yisrael to Israel. Daf Chav Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The boy blowing his kazoo, that must mean we're on Daf Chav Zayin. The boy blowing his kazoo and circling a tree at a distance of 16 amos, which was as far as the roots can nourish, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how we derive that a tree derives its nourishment within 16 amos from 3 trees in a besa. So the boy blowing his kazoo and circling a tree at a distance of 16 amos, which was as far as the roots can nourish, chose this tree because it was half in Eretz Yisrael and half in Chutz Arts, so that its fruits were tevel and non-tevel mixed together, which reminds us, a Braisa teaches that if a tree is partly growing in Eretz Yisrael and partly outside, Rebbe says, Tevel v'chun l'ravin zebezet, the fruit is considered Tevel and non-Tevel mixed together because produce grown outside Eretz Yisrael is exempt from Truma. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Hagadol b'chiyuv chayev, the fruit growing in the obligated side is obligated in Truma, Hagadol b'pater pater, and the fruit growing on the exempt side is exempt. So the boy blowing his kazoo and circling a tree at a distance of 16 amos, which was as far as the roots can nourish, chose this tree because it was half in Eretz Yisrael and half in Chutz Laaretz, so that its fruits were tevel and non-tevel mixed together, And because its branches hanging over Rishu's rubbing were cut down so that his friends playing their kazoos on a camel could pass by underneath. Which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Ilan Shu Notil Rishu's rubbing, if a tree extends over a Rishu's rubbing, Kosis Kadeshi Yagamo over Varochwo, one may cut off enough of its branches to allow a camel and its rider to pass underneath. Yudah says, as the Gemara will explain, that a smaller space for a camel laden with flax or twigs is sufficient because a rider can bend over. Rabbi Shimon says the trees are cut along a plumb line so branches will not spread tumah through ohel. Daf Chav Ches. So the similar Daf Chav Ches relates to Koach, and it's a strong man. So here goes. The strong man, that must be more Daf Chav Ches, Koach. The strong man who spent 3 years working the field he bought, establishing a chazaka, which reminds us, the third parak begins, Cheskas Abatim, regarding establishing a chazaka of houses, or various water pits, dovecotes, bathhouses, all presses, irrigated fields, and slaves, Bakoshu Osu Peros Tadir, and any property which continuously produces benefit. Cheskas and Shalosh Shanim Yom Yom, their chazaka is established by using them unchallenged for 3 years from day to day, after which the new occupant can claim he owns the property without providing documentation. So the strong man who spent 3 years working the field he bought, establishing a chazaka, and was visited by travelers from Ushu who told him that he reminded them of a goring cow who becomes a muad after 3 times, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shemati Mahoche Usha, I heard from those sages who went to Usha that they would explain the source for 3-year chazaka, Mishor Hamuad. It's derived from a muad ox. Just as with a shor muad, after it gores 3 times, Nafka Mecheskas Tam, Bekamwe Becheskas Muad, it leaves the former status as a tam and establishes a status as a muad. So too with regard to property, Kevin de Achlet Chashnin. Once the occupant uses it for 3 years, Nafka Mershus Mocher, Bekamwe Mershus Lokeach, it leaves the seller's possession and stands in the buyer's possession. So the strong man who spent 3 years working the field he bought, establishing a chazaka, and was visited by travelers from Usha who told him that he reminded them of a goring cow who becomes a muad after 3 times, watch his neighbor make a quick chazak in 3 months with 3 gross of aspasta for animal fodder. Which reminds us, the Gemara ultimately asks that one should establish a chazak by harvesting 3 full aspasta crops, a plant for animal fodder, over 3 months. The Gemara concludes that the Hochei Usha are Rebbe Yishmael, who allows chazak to be established in less than 3 years regarding a stay of ball, and would agree to an aspasta chazaka in 3 months. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you know that Ul holds? A tree within 16 amos of the boundaries of Gazlan and is pata regarding Bikurim. That's on Daf Chavav. Good number two, which stuff do you know that a chazaka property is established by using it unchallenged for 3 years from day to day? That's on Daf Chavches. Good number three, which stuff do you know that neighbors certainly know about daytime and nighttime usage regarding the need for the property to be used consecutively? That's on Daf Chav Tes. Good number four. Which of the one, if one wants to become wise, they should daven towards the south and to be rich towards the north? That's on Daf Chav Hey. Good number five. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is in a case where the former owner says that he was in one of the inner rooms of the house during the 3 years? That's on Daf Chav Tes. Good number six. Which of the one that we distance trees from the city in order to beautify the city? That's on Daf Chavdal. Good number seven. Which of the one that a tree derives its nourishment with the 16 amos learned from the 3 trees in a base saw? That's on Daf Chavzain. Good number eight. Which stuff do we learn that the Hochei Usha derived Cheska Shalosh Shanim from Shor Muad? That's on Daf Chavches. Good number nine. Which of the one that 3 year chazaka is because a buyer is careful with his shtar for 3 years? That's on Daf Chavtes. Good. Number 10. Which of the one that in the case of Rovu Matzmi, no one says Karov? That's on Daf Chavdalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.